31st Shuna Arvei Pesachim continued.
Because that's Meichsimi. So we have so far Hamavlekim Zachin 1, Ben Elechei Shach 2, Ben Yisroel Amin 3, Ben Tomer Litoya 4, Ben Ayam Lechorovo 5, Ben Maim Alim Maim Latachtinim 6, Ben Kianim Levim Yisraelim 7. Now that you say that some Mikan Chorovo, Ben Ayam Lechorovo, you have to strike it out, so you have only 6. So six Yehoche Ben Yimashush is Yamase Name Mechsimo. So that is not counted. So and without a Yam Kharobo we have only 6 plus a chode like a sheva, Amre can live in Israel 3 million inu. So we have 7. Without Ben Yashush is Yamas, we have 7. Ben Yashush is Yamase Mechsimo, Hochanama Mosel Mifrach, Holixive, Vihodri Koton, Holixive. How is it? Now, is the most important because that's Meichsime, so that should be mentioned at the end. How is it that it is not mentioned at the end? Pirush Rashbam, the Shona Chagim Lavdolis, Vichsheinim, Ragim Lavdolis, have a Somuch Lechsime. As long as it's mentioned after the 3 Avdolis, so even though he mentions more than 3, he mentions 7. So as long as it is put in after the first 3 Avdolis, and that is all that is required, so Mimele it's considered some of Chassim. Vim Teimal, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudel Rav, the Chassim Mikadosh Yisroel. So there is a Machlekes. We paskin that we are said Hamavdol Mikadosh Lecheil, not Mikadosh Yisroel, but according to Mandoma, that the Chassim is Mikadosh Yisroel, so... How is it Meichsim? So Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yudel, Rav, the Chasim Kadosh Yisroel, here have a Meichsim. Ad Rabbe, Kehanim Levim Yisraelim have two Meichsim. So how is Ben Kedesh Lecheil, Bimashvil Shiesim Yamase, how is Bimashvil Shiesim Yamase Meichsim? If the Chasim is Ben Kedesh Lecheil, so then Bimashvil, but if the Chassim is Mikadosh Yisroel, so how is Binyashvili Shiz Mamase Meichsim? Other Rabbi Kahn Levim Yisrael have two Meichsim, Yish Leima, Binyashvili Shiz Mamase have a Shapir Meichsim of Mikadosh Yisroel. Why? Shekichonu HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'mitzvei Sof, V'nos Alones HaShabos. So since the Chassim is Ben Kedesh Lecheil, so Shabbos is emphasized in the Chassim. In the Chassime, and since the Chassime is Mikadosh Yisroel, so the Kedushas Yisroel is emphasized in the Chassime, so Mele Binash Yimashvili Shiris Yamase is Meir Chassime, because the distinction of Israel consists in the fact that the Shabbos was given to them. To Israel, because Shabbos is the benzug of Israel. So Mimele it's Meichsim. Mashvili Shiri Mamasa Shabbos Meichsim. Shikishon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzvei Yisroel Nosolos HaShabbos. Aval Kahanim, Teisa said, Kahan Levim Yisroel, that is more expressive of Meichsim, of Mikadosh Yisroel, than Mikadosh Lecheil. So Mashvili Shiri Mamasa. So Teisa says, no, that Mashvili Shiri Mamasa is expressive of Meichsim. Of Kedushas Yisroel, and on the other hand, Kehan Levi Yisroel is not Meichsime, because Lo Yizkir Yisroel, true that we say Kehan Levi Yisroel, so Kedushas Yisroel is mentioned, but in the Havdoleh of the Kehan Levi Yisroel, so Yisroel is mentioned in the sense that it's the least of Kedushas Yisroel. Yisraelim have the least of Kedushas Yisroel. So he's going to say, okay, Shekali Mikdashosom, Mikahan Levim, will have a Meichsim. Alright, now, so Rav said that the Chassime, so is, Rav Tonem Mishmin Rav Shimon Hananye, that the Chassime consists of both Mikadosh Yisroel and Rav Mikidosh Lecheil, and less Hilchas HaKavos. Why is less Hilchas HaKavos? Because of the general principle. So that's a Gemara in Broches. Das mit Tess. In Chitzim Bishtayim. Wie damit bin ich Jerusalem, der die Gemara says. So there was one Mandoma. So was Chitzim. The Bruch of Jerusalem in Birkas HaMosein. Bishtayim. Moshiach Yisroel Ubeinu Yerushalayim. And the Aloha is not like that Mandom. Why? So the Gemara says, in Chesmin Bishtayim, Vitaim Emai, in Chesmin Bishtayim, Lifi, Vitaim Emai in Chesmin Bishtayim, Lifi Sheneisim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. So the reason is because of Neisim Mitzvahs Chavilas. So it's a different form of the Aloha of Neisim Mitzvahs Chavilas. We had before the Aloha of Neisim Mitzvahs Chavilas as it manifests itself in the Aloha that you cannot say two broches al koisechot, let's say kiddush and birkas hamazon. That's one manifestation of the halacha of neis mitzvah chilas. But then there is another manifestation of the halacha of neis mitzvah chilas that we cannot be chesim a broche mishnah. So it's a separate aspect of a neis mitzvah chilas. So v'taylu shechesim b'shtayim. Why? Because of an ace mitzvah schultz chavilas. U preise sobre ki man doma fin gimu shochlu chitz vim bishtayim. There is a man doma mishia yisroel ben Yerushalayim. So that preise accords with that man doma. U pirash rab shbam da aloche ki shmuel. Di chotzim min kibish lechei. How? Because the question is this. Shmuel is namere. Now, and here we have a tane that said that we are chitzim mikadish Yisroel. So we say that the halacha is like Shmuel, that just Mikidish Lechei, Mikadish Yisroel not. But, so there has to be a Tane who agrees with Shmuel. Who is the Tane who agrees with Shmuel? So the Rashbam says, the halacha is Shmuel, Chos Mikidish Lechei, Mechasmin, Mishoi Shabbos, Liyonte Mikidish Lekedish. Because there is a Tane who says in Chum, that Mitzoy Shabbos, that is an Yontef, so the Chsime is Mikidish Lekedish. That the Tane says. Now, since the Chsime Amitzoi Shabbos Yontel is Mikidish Lekedesh, so it follows that Amitzoi Shabbos, which is Chayil, is Mikidish Lechayil. Shema Amitzoi Shabbos Lechayil, Chayil is Mikidish Lechayil. All right. Ule Ikmal Ipumpodisi. Ule happened to be in Pumpodisi. Omale Rav Yude le Rav Yitzchok. Pray. So Rav Yude told his son Rav Yitzchok, Zil Amtale Kalkale de Peret. Go and bring him a basket of Peretz. I mean, the purpose was to find out certain aloches, how he is neig himself. That was the purpose of sending his son, Rav Yitzchok, to Ule. V'chose hichav, how does he make Abdol? How does he chesem, how does he make Abdol? Lo yozo. So Rav Yitzchok, the son of Rav Yude, he didn't go himself to Ule. But Shodol Abaye, he sent Abaye, that Abaye should go to Ule. Ki osa Abaye. So when Abaye came, Omele Hecha Omar. So Rav Yitzchok asked Abaye, how did Ule, how was Ule Neig himself? How was he? How did he say to Abdole? Omele Hecha Omar, Omele Bo Chamav Le Mikidish Lechei. Bo Chamav Le Mikidish Lechei. Who do Omar? The Rambam says. Visuloi. He didn't say. He didn't say anymore. So, Visuloi also came that way. Then, when Rav Yitzchok saw his father, Rav Yehude, so Amalei, so the father of Yehude asked Rav Yitzchok, "Hey, Chomar, how did Ule say?" Amalei, Anole Azle, I myself didn't go to Ule. I didn't visit him. Anoshadir to Abai, I sent Abai. The Omali, and he gave me the report that Ule said, I'm Adma Kiddush Lechei. And that's all. Omali, so the father was angry at Rav Yitzchok as to why he himself didn't go to Ule. Omali, Rav Renuse Limar, Visrohuse Limar, Gomol Limar, Vilitim Eshmaui, Shmaitse Mipu. All right. Mason. Kol HaBrocheis, Kulon, Pisei HaBiboruch, Now, so Ule was Pisei HaBiboruch in the Broch of Abdole, and he was not Chesem HaBiboruch. Now we are Chesem HaBiboruch too in the Broch of Abdole. But Ule just said, I'm Abdu Kiddush Lechei, and he was not Chesem HaBiboruch. So the Gemara is the kasha means kol habroches kulam b'siyah b'boruch v'cheisem b'boruch. So the general rule is that every broche, unless it's a broche k'tzor, but every broche that is not a broche k'tzor, so he has to be b'siyah b'boruch, has to be cheisem b'boruch. So and the Gemara assumed that the broche of Abdoleh is not a broche k'tzor. So maybe it should be chesim b'boruch. So kol habroches kulam b'siyah b'boruch chesim b'boruch. Chutz mibirkas mitzvahs ubirkas apeiros ubrachas yuchal lechavat. So birkas mitzvahs and birkas apeiros, these are broches k'tzores, and so it's not chesim as b'boruch. And then, so ubrachas yuchal lechavat. So it's not pisachas b'boruch, because it's yuchal lechavat. Ubrocha achene shebikrishme. So it's not pisach as biboruch. Sheyeishmen piseya biboruch v'incheisen biboruch. So v'yeishmen shecheisen biboruch v'piseya biboruch. So in other words, the general rule is that a broche has to be both piseya biboruch and cheisen biboruch. But there are some exceptions. Some are exceptions in the sense that they are Pesiyah B'boruch and Chesem B'boruch. And some are exceptions in the sense that they are Chesem B'boruch, not Pesiyah B'boruch. Like Yibroch HaSmuch Lechavato, V'ativa Meitib is Pesiyah B'boruch, V'in Chesem B'boruch. In Chesem B'boruch. That's an exception. But Abdoleh is not mentioned as an exception. Since it's not mentioned as an exception, so he should say both. He should be Pesiyah B'boruch, Chesem B'boruch. So it's a kasha against Ule. He wasn't Chesem B'boruch. Kasha Ule. Omelech Ule. Honame. Birkas HaMitzvahs is mentioned. So that's included in the category of Birkas HaMitzvahs. Birkas Abdoleh is included in the exception of Birkas HaMitzvahs. Honame ki Birkas HaMitzvahs dami. Birkas HaMitzvahs my time mishim idoi. Honame idoi. Alright, now let's see. Rashba. Zilamtel Lule, Valile Zutir Echmavdu. Hamavdu will be Kiddish Lahoyu, who don't have his soul. Omer Abdul Ravitan plays a goose the Marcoasolo, a slower Hubat, he sent a bite. The Tikmash Mites in Pume, Ravitz Rock, Elm Pume da Pai, Bamrin and Kotam with Hochem, Shem and Vashmun and Piv, Swos of David with the Keller. Birkas Hamitzveski and Lisati Vititis. Valnitila Sulo. So it's not the same as before. Valnit time shall the world be shame by the Bitwall because it's a project so. Ubrocha smucha lechavato. So Birkas HaMitzvahs is just Pisachas B'boruch. It's not Chesem B'boruch. Brocha smucha lechavato is just Chesem B'boruch. It's not Pisachas B'boruch. Kineisen shel shmini esre broches. So just the first broche, the broche of Elves, so is Pisachas B'boruch. But all the other broches in shmini esre are not Pisachas B'boruch. Why? Because all the other broches are somuch lechavato. Ubrocha achreino שבקרישמי אף על פי שאין ברוך האחרס למעלה ממנו שישחו בברוך שהרי היפסי קרי השמע אף על פי חי. So maybe we couldn't say, so that is not included in the exception of ברוך הסמוך הלחבתו, because the ברוך that is after קרי השמע is not סמוך הלחבתו, because קרי השמע was מפסיק between the ברוך הלפנאו and this ברוך. So it should be Pesachas B'boruch, and it's not Pesachas B'boruch. So that's a special exception. Brachin shem kishvish v'avav pishim brocha cheres l'mal men shi yischu bo b'boruch. Sh'arim tikri ashma v'lchein imaschu b'boruch. V'chashvinu lo. So what is the reason? It's not mamish smucho l'chavato. So, but why is it eino Pesachas B'boruch? The answer is, even though it's not mamish smucho l'chavato, because kishvish is mapsik, but al pedin we consider it as if it had been smuch lechav. Chashvinu lo ava b'chin maschul b'boruch v'chashvinu lo brocho asmuch lechavato le'iso shel lifnei kri ashma sh'arim mechuber emes v'yati al seifei shel kri ashma uchudamrinom b'broches shetzorich lifneich emes v'yati achar ani adishem rikichem ki dichsiv adishem rikim emes hilkach kechote broche Arich the damye, because there is a chiyuv mid rabbonon One is mechuyev to say the Kriya Shema together with Brochas Lefaneh or Brochas Lacheo. So if he doesn't say it with the Brochas Lacheo, so it's in other words, so midrabonon, there is one kiyu of Kriya Shema and the Brochas Lefaneh or Lacheo. So mimele, if he doesn't say the Brochas Lefaneh and the Brochas Lacheo, so there is a diminution, mit Rabbonon, there is a diminution in the kiyum hamitzvah of kriyashim. Voraye lechatchile the halacha is that he should say the broches of krishna also in this man of krishna. David, if he didn't say the broches of krishna in this man of krishna, so he can say it, either he can say it during this man tefillah, or he can say it kolayim, so it's machlokes rishonim. But all rishonim agree that the Eved, if he didn't say the broches of Krishna within the Zman Kriya Shema, so he should say it after the Zman Kriya Shema. But lechatchile is mechuyev to say the broches of Krishna also in the Zman of Kriya Shema. Why? Because if one doesn't say the broches of Kriya Shema, so it doesn't only mean that he lacks the kiyum of the broches of Krishna. Mid Rabbonon, there is a diminution in the kiyum mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Not with Raise, but with Rabbonon, he is mechuyev to say the Kriya Shema together with the broches. So mimele is considered as brochas mucha lechavato, even though the Kriya Shema is mafsik. This is what Rashbam means. Yeish meilu sheizkarnu shebesiachem mibouch veinecheis kim birkas peiretz umitzves. Yeish mein shecheis mevin besiach kim brochas mucha lechavato avetarto vishenu shenitchul bouch. So. What is mentioned here is that the general rule is that it has to be both, Pesach b'Boruch and Chesed b'Boruch. But there are exceptions. So the exceptions are of two kinds. There are exceptions where it's not Pesach b'Boruch, and there are exceptions where it's not Chesed b'Boruch. Yesh v'Chesed b'Boruch 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 Shari Yisrael b'Birkas HaMosei Aval became Pesach b'Boruch. Now so the question is, Birkas HaTiva Meiti is an exception in the other way, in an inverse sense, because Brochas b'Chol Chavato, so is any Pesach b'Boruch. So that's the rule in regard. Every Brochas b'Chol Chavato is a general exception, and it is not Pesach b'Boruch. Now, Birkas HaTiva Meiti is samuch to the brocha of Yerushalayim. So, mainly it's a brocha as mucha lechavato. So, it should not be Pesach as b'boruch, and we see that it is Pesach as b'boruch. So, why is it? Shari Yischil v'Birkas HaMos, Abel Yichem Pesach as b'boruch. Mishu Dibroche Bam Penav Shiskan, Mishu Mariget Bita, Shenitnu Likvure, הטויב של ישריחו והמיטיב שניתנו לקורא אבל אונו מעריכים בו קצת כדועים אבו שוליש מלכיס כנפול פרשלישי שאוכלו היו כך כולו חוטי דוי כי בירקס הפירס וחירס המיצס ולבייך סימס So the answer is that הטיב המיטיב is not considered as ברוכס מוכל חבטו Why? Because even though the חכומים הוא מסכם that one should say the ברוכה והטיב המיטיב after the בירקס המוזים But it's not an integral part of the Birkas HaMozin. Birkas HaMozin itself consists of the three broches. Of Birkas HaZon, and Birkas that Moshe Rabbeinu was misaken, and Birkas HaOretz that Yeshua was misaken, and Birkas Yerushalayim that David was misaken. So when we say Baruch Atah Hashem, Bini Berachmo v'Yerushalayim, or Bini Yerushalayim, So, Omein, so that marks the conclusion of the Birkas HaMozin as such. And Hateva Ameiti, so Hateva Ameiti is a broches, is a Birkas Adoye, is a Birkas Adoye, and the Aruge Bita, Shetitluri Kvure, and the Chachomim Bo Misake, that he should say it after Birkas HaMozin. But it's a special mitzvah of Adoye for the Haruki Bita that were Nikno Mikvur. So Mimele, it cannot be treated like Brochas Mucha Lechavato, because there is no connection. It's not an integral part. It's something else. So So that's why it's Pesach HaNevo. Alright. Kashi l'ule sheposa b'boruch l'chosam. Hui doi. Ve'im bo hef, so it's like Birch HaMitzvah. Ve'im bo hef sek dover acher. Lo yef sek tchine, ve lo yef sek ritzu, hilka v'psichoson sag. Ve'lo idom li Birkas Kiddush, שצורך לשפר בשבח שבוס וברכס יצריר, שיש בו הפסק תחינו כמרחמך הרבי, וברכסו ויש בו ריצו, לפי חוך צורך לפתח ולסיים בשבוחי שלמות. בשבוחי שלמות. Alright, now the tastes. כל הברוכס פיסי הביבורוך וחייסי ביבורוך. ותאמי, ברוכה דלכי נשומו, עמי לפסחת בברוך, דומי קורא לו יהווה סמוך לחוותו, כדאמרינו און בברוכס, כי מי שערי מר לכי נשומו. So תצא שיטה יש, that לכי נשומו is not ברוכה סמוך לחוותו. Now the are the same we say, that לכי נשומו is ברוכה סמוך לחוותו. The Bess Yosef, in Simen Rishvov, mentions it, that it is a brocha smucha lechavato. And to what is it smucha lechavato? It's smucha lechavato to Hashayot. And the going also passes like that. That he has to say a lekai nishomo after Hashayot. But his v'shite is that a lekai nishomo is not a smucha lechavato. And the raya of the isves is, because Rosh Nagmor in brochas is, ki mi sarim er lekai nishomo. So, in other words, so Tesis says the Kashi. So why, since it's not, so in other words, according to the Shite, that it's Smuchot Asher Yotzar, so we understand why it's not Pesach HaNevo. But Tesis Shite is, it's not Smuchot Asher Yotzar, so Memele, it's not Zuchol Lechavato, so it should be Pesach HaNevo. V'chim Koshe Matu Asher Nivro Eilo, U'tfilas HaDerech, שחייסים ונפיסי הביבורך ונפיסי הביבורך. So there is a shite that in Ochaname תפילס הדרך should also be סמוך לחוותו. Because of that, so it's the proper thing before you say תפילס הדרך to say ברוך on something, on a candy, on something, on a glass of water. You know, but this shite is no, that תפילס הדרך is not סמוך לחוותו. Is not the smicha lechavato. So if it's not the smicha lechavato, it should begin with Baruch. Why isn't it Pesach HaNevo? V'yesh leimar, v'fisheinom broches, elo shvach u'tfila ba'alma. U'brocho, so v'shino broches elo shvach u'tfila ba'alma. Pir. Alright. So that's why, elekai nishomo, is not Pesach HaNevo, even though, it's not smicha lechavato. It's not smicha lechavato. So, U brocha shacha migile. So, nira de chasminon, bo chato ad Hashem, okil an yifol am yisrol, kol tzabeyem, okil an yishuva. Shiyi aruch. So, glidam yil birkas peres mitzvah, shein kzores. So, since it's aruch, so it has to be prisachas bi baruch, and prisama de baruch. Vichein yish berushalm in migile, uvidmor idom, bisvor nisham. Vichein sayin, בו, בבורך הכיר הנפר, הוא ברוך את ביר נפושס רבייס, חיסן בירושלמי, בורך עתו עד שם, חילון. Now, we are not playing like that. We say, we conclude, בורך חילון. But there is a מחלקת רשם, how they conclude. But this recipe is that we have to be חיסן, בורך עתו עד שם, חילון. חוץ מברוך הסמוך לחב, פירוש, לפי, so why is the broch asmuch lechavato not pesach HaNevo? Because there is already the broche of the preceding broche. Peirush lifi, the broch, there is already the broch of the preceding broche. Peirush lifi, shechisemes bereshino, ein tzorech lifteach hashniyo biboruch. U brocho shel achar haptor, ditzur kol ilomi, ad shekol dvoro, o emes v'tzedek, v'yeish, hefzeg marzeri, u maschil nemen ato, ואין שם ברוכו, לאי בחסימוס הראשינו, ולאי בפסיכו השניו. ונראה את כולה ברוכה אחס. So that is one ברוך. Now, so, So we have the first bracha after the haftar. Baruch atah Hashem Tzurachon Tzurkolom Tzurkadir Kiyo Nemonim Veise Hamdaber Umkayim Shekol Dvorov Emes Vatzadik. Then, so it is presumed that it's the second bracha, but so it should be Pesach HaDibaruch. So Tzur says, no, it's not the second bracha. It's a continuation of the first bracha. So from Baruch atah Hashem Lekin Lachilom Tzurkolom until Baruch Ato Adishem Okeila Nemo Bechol Dvorov, that's one bracha. That's one bracha. That's why it's not Nemon is not Pesach HaDibaruch. No, so we say Ne'omein after Okeila Nemo Bechol Dvorov. Not after Shekol Dvorov and Mesel Tzedek, but after Baruch Ato Adishem Okeila Nemo Bechol Dvorov, then you answer Omein. Because it's one bracha. From Baruch Ato Adishem Okeila Nemo Bechol Dvorov until Baruch Ato Adishem HaKeil HaNemo B'chol Dvorov. So it's on Baruch. So, U'Baruch Shalach HaFtor Di Tzurkol Ilomi Tzurkol Ilomi Ad Shekol Dvorov Emes V'Tzedek V'Yei Shepsek V'Marzeri U'Maschil Nemo Na'atohu V'Yim Shom Baruch Aloi B'Chzimes Abishenu V'Loi B'Psichas HaShniyo V'Nira Di Kule Baruch HaAchas די קול משטוי בין מונס ומאמית סמוק ומאש ישפצק מחסירי ופישו יגיל אם כל הציבו להפציק שם ולי משווח כי לא אומר מסך הסוף וכי מש מהוסו די ברוך האחס ברוך האחס די קומר די מפתיע מבורר זיין ברוכס כי נגד זיין קרויים פירש בקריס התאירו so בתחילו בסוף so we have so we have seven brachas altogether. Why? Because b'kriyas haTorah b'tchilo v'sof. So we have two v'achas lifnei haftar. V'achas lifnei haftar. So it's three. That's the bracha hashavuach habivim tevi. So it's three. And then daled achreo. So three and four. So the Masechet Seifrei mentions four after the maftia. Now, if you consider from Baruch Ata Hashem Kim Lachilom Tzur Kol Ilomi until Okeila Nemo Bechol Dvorov is one broche, then you have four. From Baruch Ata Hashem Tzur Kol Ilomi until Okeila Nemo Bechol Dvorov is one, Rachem Al Tzien, Misamich Tzien Yoneo is the second broche, and Samcheinu, Baruch Ata Hashem Mogi Dovid is the third broche, and Atir Omar Avedo, Kadesh HaShavos is the fourth broche. But if you are going to say that Nemon starts in new broche, so then you have five, not four. So we see from Misach HaSeifrim that Nemon doesn't start in new broche, but it's a continuation of the first broche of Tzur Kol Ilomi. How is that? Now, then v'sheva broche shal nisui, shehakel bo lechveide v'yitzer o'odo, v'ashe yotzer es o'odo, shepeischim b'boruch. Now the question is, now we say the sheva broches. So v'an lechubi. So first we say Be'er Pri Agafen, and then we say Shakal Bor Lechvei, then we say Yitzarot, then we say Asher Yotzar Es Odom Bitzalmo. So the question is, now the broche, the first broche is Be'er Pri Agafen. So the broche of Shakal Bor Lechvei is Smuch Lechavato. So it shouldn't be Pesach HaDibo. The broche of Yitzar Odom is Smuch Lechavato. It comes after Yitzar Odom. So it shouldn't be Pesachas Baruch. It shouldn't be Pesach Baruch. And then the broche Asher Yotzer Es Odom B'Tzalmei is Smuch Lechavato. It comes immediately after Yitzar Odom. So Mele it shouldn't be Pesachas Baruch. So how is it that Shakal Baruch Lady is Pesachas Baruch and Yitzar Odom is Pesachas Baruch and Asher Yotzer is Pesachas Baruch? So he says V'sheva broche shal nisirim Shakal Baruch Lady Yitzar Odom Asher Yotzer Es Odom Shepeitzach Baruch. They are all Smuch Lechavato because the first broche is Be'er Pri Agafen. Pirish Rashi b'ksuves, so Rashi explains. Pirish Rashi b'ksuves, the shahakel borolich veidei, niskino la'asif ha'som, go yorou le'imro mishas ha'asif, v'yibrocho b'fnei atzim. So Rashi says in ksuves, that actually the broche of shahakel borolich veidei is not a broche that was niskenes as a birkas chasan. It's not a birkas hazivuk. It's not an integral part of the Birkas HaZivuk. That was Niskan primarily for the Asifas Om, who gather together to give kovet and to be misameach also mikal. So it's not an integral part of the Birkas Hasanu. And actually, you could say that broch at the moment you come, you enter a wedding hall, and you see all the people that are gathered for the purpose of being misameach also mikal. So you could say that broch, and it will not be a broch levatol if one will say it the moment he comes into the wedding hall. So it will not be a broch levatol. But since he's going to say all the Birkas Hazivuk, it should be said together with the Birkas Hazivuk. But it's not an integral part of the Birkas Hazivuk. It will not be a brocha levatole even if we'll say it before the other brochas. The moment you enter the wedding hall and you see all the people who are assembled. This is what Rashi said. So in other words, what's the pshat Rashi? The pshat Rashi is that it doesn't mean just because it happens that one broche follows another broche that it has a din of a broche asmuch lechavata. When is a certain broche that follows immediately upon another broche considered as a broche asmuch lechavata? Only if there is some connection. But if it just follows immediately upon another broche, but there is no connection as here. So in other words, the shakel broche lechvede is a broche by itself. It's not part and parcel of a number of broches of Birkas Hazivuk. So the shakel bo lechvede. Now the bere priya gefen comes together with the Birkas Hazivuk. So memele we cannot say that just because the shakel bo lechvede comes after the bere priya gefen, so it should not be pesachas mevo. Because shakel bo lechvede is not an integral part of the Birkas Hasan. Alright. Vichei, so that explains why Shehakel Baruch Lechvede is Pisach HaZivoro. Because that's not essentially Birkas Hasan. It was Niskan al Asif HaSohom. V'yoriko leimu mishas Asif v'yibroch abnas. Vichei, but why? But Yetzir. So that explains also why Yetzir Odom. So the broche of Shaka Boch Lechvede is not considered Smuch Lechavuto to be the Priyagev, because it's not an integral part of the Birkas Hasan. So that's why Shaka Boch Lechvede is Pisach HaZivoch. And that also explains why Yetzer HaOdom is Pisach HaZivoch. Because true that Yetzer HaOdom comes immediately after Shaka Boch Lechvede, but Shaka Boch Lechvede itself is not an integral part of the Birkas Hasanim. So there is no connection. So Mimele, so Yetzer HaOdom is Pisach HaZivoch. But then the question arises, but Asher Yotzer HaSodom, B'tzalmish, it certainly should be considered as the brochas buch lechavato, because this comes after Yetzer HaOdom. So Rashi says in Ksuves, no, that even Asher Yotzer HaSodom B'tzalmish is not a brochas buch lechavato, because Asher Yotzer HaSodom B'tzalmish is really the first broche that was enacted by the Chachomim, by the Anshik Nesagdelo and the Birkas and the Zivuk. So Asher Yotzer HaSodom B'tzalmei is genuinely a Birkas Hasanim, but Yetzer HaOdom is not genuinely a Birkas Hasanim. So the first broche of Birkas Hasanim as such is Asher Yotzer HaSodom B'tzalmei, not Yetzer HaOdom. But the Chachomim were misakein, in other words, because the Chachomim were misakein that he should say Yetzer HaOdom before he recites Asher Yotzer HaSodom B'tzalmei, even though the Yetzer HaOdom is not expressive of zivuk of marriage in any way. Yetzer HaOdom is just expressive, or is just a idoy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that the Rebbeinu Shalom created man. It has nothing to do with marriage. So which one of the Sheva Broches is the first broche that essentially is expressive of marriage, of Zivuk, that Ashiyot Sarasod Mitzal. So Mimele, the first broche of Birkas Chasanim as such is Ashiyot Sarasod Mitzal. So Mimele, this is Pisachas Bivoruch, and Seis Tosis is already the second one. And the one that precedes it is also essentially Birkas Chasanim. So Mele, the Seis Tosis is not Pisachas Bivoruch. Sameach Tisamach is not Pisachas Bivoruch. And then Ashaboro, so should not be Pisachas Bivoruch. So why is Ashaboro Pisachas Bivoruch? Because sometimes, under certain circumstances, so Ashaboro is recited, whereas the other Birkas Chasanim not recited. Let's say if there is no Ponim Chadoshes. So Mimele, Ashaboro is also Pisachas Bivoruch. Now, וכן יצר עוד אומר שצריכו שהיימה אשר יוצר אחר אלא הסקיר שתי יצירס תקנו וידימו על אשר יוצר והרי היא כמו אל עצמו. In other words, what Rashi means, I mean, you consider it as Ashkofe, so it, and probably is Ashkofe, but that's the pshat in the Rashi. That actually, Rashi said, I mean, Gemara talks of two yitzires. So one way of explaining now, there is one, Mandom Alevi, he said that there are only sheish broches, not sheva broches. So in other words, there are only sheish broches. We don't say both Ash Yetzer Odom and Ash Yotza, but we pasken that we have to say both. They have to say both Yetzer Odom and Ash Yotza. So why is it? So it can be explained. So the Gemara says at first in Suvet that the machlekes between Levi and the other Amorim, it consists in the question as to whether they were one yitzire or two yitzires. In other words, whether Odom Rishon was created shnei partzufim and then he was divided into two. That's one yitzire. So that's two yitzires, or it was one yitzire, not two partzufim. And then the Gemara says, because Olu b'machshove livroi shtayim, and then they were created one. Levi equally be Rebbe be Lulu the Rapshim and Bray, Borg Homish. Ravasi equally be Ravashi be Lulu the Mar Bray, Borg Sheet. Lemi, that means Homish or Sheet besides Bere Priaget. So Lemi Bohokem the Brigade, the Mar Sova Chodi Yitzire, the Mar Sova Chodi Yitzire, Umar Sova Shte Yitzire Saveloi, the Kula Ome Chodi Yitzire. Chodi Yitzire. Now, Chodi Yitzire, Kiman de Oma, Vayivin Sanzela, Parzuf, Shemitchiles Briyosi Nivro Shnei Parzufi, Zocho Mufono from Kivu Mochi. So Chodi Yitzire means that is Shnei Parzufi. So Marsova, so Rim Bok Marsova Chodi Yitzire, Marsova Shnei Yitzire, Sabeloi, the Kula Ome Chodi Yitzire, that Shnei Parzufi Nivro, Marsova, Bosa Machshova Zlino, and Umar Sova Bosemai Sazli. The Kihod Rav Yudah Rome, Ksiva Yivo Lekimes Odom Bitzalme, Yuxiv Zochon Kevo Bro. Ho Keitzat, Bitchilo Olov Machshov Livri Shnayim, Vilo Yvzeif Nivro Echot. So if it's based upon the Machshove, and the Machshove, so it is Livri Shnayim, so Memele, we have to have six broches. Six broches, I mean, besides Bere Priya Gefen. And if, according to the Maise, that Nivro Echot, so we should have, besides Bere Priya Gefen, five broches. Now, what does it mean? I mean, B'machshove tu, what does it mean? You can't conceive, I mean that b'machshove HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it was something else than what turned out to be. So what it means is this, that the machshove, in other words, what Rashi is saying here, that the brocha of Hashem Yotzer es Odom b'tzalmei, b'tzalem mustav nisei, is really brocha and the yitzira, and the yitziras of the chosn and the kale, the husband and wife together. So through marriage there is a new yitzira. That's what Rashi says. There is a, this is what we say. Asher yotzar es Odom b'tzalmei, b'tzalem mustav nisei, v'hiskin lei mimenu binyan adiat, baruch ato adishem yitzar Odom. So the yitzar Odom means what? Yitzar Odom, the chosn and the kale, the husband and wife. So it's like one person. So the identity of personality between the chosn and the kale, the husband and wife, that's a new yitzire. That's a new yitzire. As a matter of fact, this is the pshat in a Maimon Chazal, in the Yerushalmi, on yesterday Sedre. So the Yerushalmi Sanhedrin says that Bishor Shomar HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Lui Sora Yishmo El Soro. So the youth was taken away from Sora's name. So the youth was pleaded before the Kisei HaKovit. In other words, that he said that I was part of the name of this tzaddikis, Soro, and it was taken away from me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the youth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the youth, you shouldn't be upset about the fact that you are taken out of the tzaddikis' name, because some years later, so when Moshe Rabbeinu will send the meraglim, so then Moshe Rabbeinu will add the youth. We'll add the youth, and the youth consists of two hays. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the youth that the youth was taken away from Sorai, and it was split into two hays. So Mimele, one hay was added to Sorai's name. It was the youth was replaced by hay, and then other hay was added to Avram's name, Avraham. And that youth, and the same youth that was taken away from your name, so will be added to Yeshua's name. So he'll be called Yeshua. What's the kavanah? The kavanah is this. In other words, I said many times, Vayivra l'kim es odom b'tzalmei, b'tzalem l'kim boro esei. So the pshat is b'tzalmei is not b'tzalmei in his image with the capital H. But Bitzalmei means in his own image. Every human being is supposed to have his own image. But his own image has to be harnessed within the image of God. But everyone has to be an individual, and he has to assert his own image within the image of God. So then Bitzalmei Elokim boy, he said. But when Chosn and Kali get married, so they have to have one, they have to integrate their two images. So until the marriage, so the chosn had his own image, and the kale had the other image. So, but when they get married, so the two images of the chosn and the kale have to be integrated into one image. Otherwise, it will not be a blissful marriage. If they don't integrate their two images into one image. So that's the kavone. In other words, that the youth was taken away in order that Avraham and Zoresh should become the ancestors of the Umay Israelis. So the Yud has to, and the Yud is expressive of individuality, because what the Yud, we say Sefer Sifri, Shulchan Shulchani. So in other words, the Yud is expressive of the individual image of the person. So when Avraham Avinu was chosen by the Rebbeinu, when Avraham was chosen, at that time it was Avraham, so when he was chosen by the Rebbeinu Shalom to be the builder of the Knesset Yisrael, so Mimele, at that time, so the youth of Sorai, which was expressive of her own individual image, so it had to be taken away, and it had to be split up into two heads. So one hay was added to her name, Soro, and the other hay was added to Avram's name, Avraham. In other words, and the two hays together constituted the yud that is expressive of the individual image. And the same thing is true of Vayikra, Meishalish, Meishalishua, Benun Yehoshua. In other words, to the influence of the miracle. So this is what Rashi says in Ksuvos. In other words, because why do we say two brachas, Yetzer Odom and Asher Yotzer Asher Mitzalmei? Because the machshove is only vrishtai, but actually they were created two parts of it. So that means that the first man and the first woman were created as one person, and that's two parts of it. But the kavone was that's the kavone of every time there is a marriage of aboyim yim kaden yitziras avlad. So bas plainly. So until the day when they'll get married, the bas plainly will get married to the plainly. So she's expected to cultivate her own image, and the plainly is expected to cultivate his own image. Then when the time is ripe for the two to get married to each other, so then the two images have to be integrated into one image. So that's b'machshove, so in other words, the aspiration. Where a person, when he's raised, so he has to cultivate his own image. And then, finally, it must be actualized and integrated into one image. So Mimele, the Yetzer Odom really is expressive not only of the Yitzirah of the man, it's expressive of the Yitzirah of the woman as well. But that is the Yitzirah of the man and the woman, as they are born and as they are raised. So everyone has his own individual image. But then, when they get married, so they are expected to integrate their images into one image that conforms to the image of God, to the Tzelem Elokim, and that is a new Yitzirah. It's not a new Priyeh, but that's a new Yitzirah, because Yitzirah is to be distinguished from Priyeh. Priyeh means when you create something new, but Yitzirah means when the potential of a person is
is actualized. Now, that's why we emphasize so much the Yetzirah Odom, because as far as the other the rest of the Bria is concerned, so there is very little potential. But in the, all the other animals, as far as the Bria is concerned, so a Sheir ben Yemei, he probably has as much intelligence as a Tinik ben Yemei. But look at the difference between the development process of a Tinik ben Yemei as he grows up. So he becomes endowed with more and more intelligence and wisdom. So in other words, because of the potential, so it's a process of Yetzirah. So the Brocha of Yetzirah Odom is expressive of the Yetzirah Odom. And the Brocha of Hashayotza is expressive of the new Yetzirah that has to take place through matrimony Alpitor. Of course, if the matrimony is not Alpitor, so then there is no new Yetzirah. But if the matrimony is Alpitor, so then there is in effect a new Yetzirah. So Mimele, the Brocha of Yetzer Odom is not essentially part and parcel of the Birkas Chasanim, because that's only a Idoye for Yetzirah Odom. It has nothing to do with matrimony. The Brocha of Hashayotza is a Brocha, it's a Idoye, and the new Yetzirah that takes place through marriage. So Mimele, this is the first Brocha of the Birkas Chasanim. So Seis Tosis is a Brocha Asbuch al-Chavato, it's not Pesach HaZiboruch, but Asheyotzar itself is Pesach HaZiboruch, because even though it's Mucho to Asher Yitzar Odom, but it's a different Brocha altogether. Yitzar Odom is not the same in its essence, a Birkas Chasanim, whereas Asheyotzar as Odom is the first Brocha, which in essence is a Birkas Chasanim. Alright. Shachar Boruch Vedei? Oh yeah, alright. והשבור שפסח את לבורך ובשאים הרי של ועדו כשאים פונים חדושס ורב לטעם אימיה ושהקל בורך ורחבי דה וייצר עודו לקח בסיע בבורך ולא יחסים אלה שאים קצורס נק לסחה שאקספרין זה כמו פירקס פירס ומצווי שפסיכוסון זו יחסים אוסו ובשיוצר עשר עודו צורך לפתיע בבורך שאים לא so why does he have to be pesach b'boruch hashiyotzer sodom shim hoyo pesach hoyo nire hakeo broch achas u birkas lasik bin leteiro v'arevno eime yoshi broch achas now on that there is a machlekes l'sheni whether it's two broches or one broch kibim shein pesach harevno b'boruch so Rav Netam says so that's a raya that is a hemshech of lasik bin leteiro v'avdore name shepesach as b'boruch אף על פי שסמוכו לבירקס מוער, ברמי רעיש, so it shouldn't be פסח את ברוך, משום שליטיר הברוך אחס. ומי הוא בירושל מפורך, והרי הבדורי, so הבדורי סמוכו לחבטו את הבירקס ברמי רעיש, and still it's פסח את ברוך, ומשם הרב אבן פזרון, because sometimes you can say the ברוך of ברמי רעיש, not together with הבדורי. The different time. ואם תימא, יעלו חושה אחר הלם, ויירו עינינו וישתבח לומו אין פיסי הבאים בברוך why is the ילוחו that after Hallel why is the פיסח הזה ברוך ויש לימה ילוחו המסמוכו לברוכו דליקחי עשה עליה ויירו עינינו so ישמוכו להשכיבנו ויירו עינינו ישמוכו להשכיבנו now from this day's verse it's a raya that Tesis holds that Yiru Inenu is not a Brocha Omruch that was enacted after Chassimus HaTalmud. There is a Machlekes Rishenim. There are many Rishenim who say that Yiru Inenu was enacted after Chassimus HaTalmud. The early Gainim. So Womisakim Yiru Inenu. And because of that, there are some Rishenim. I mean, the Ramban who says that we shouldn't say it all together. I mean, the Kroshit is also like that. We shouldn't say it all together. So, for two reasons, either because on account of the fact that it was not enacted by Chazal, so Memele, so the Chachomim after Chassimus HaTalmud don't have the authority to be Misakim new prochets, many Rishenim say that, and also because you have to be Senei Adulo Ritviro. So Memele, so Bishlei Meligabi Ashkiveinu, so the Gemara says, Gigula Richte Dami, so that's only Ligabi Ashkiveinu is Gigula Richte. But Yiru Inenu is not is natigula richte, so maybe we shouldn't say it. Maybe we shouldn't say it. But the Arishayim will say that we should say Yoheneinu. So some Rishayim agree that it is, and it was enacted after Simas Talmud, but apparently they hold that even the Rabbanis Sforoye and the early Geinim had the authority to be Misakim Broche, which is a very strange Chidesh, and some Rishayim say that it was enacted by Chazal, even though it's not mentioned in the Gemara and Yoheneinu. So, from this thesis, it's mashma, the thesis holds that Yoheneinu was enacted by Chazal, not that it's itakonimu cheres eftach zimis atalmu. Because thesis says the kashim, why is it that Yoheneinu is not pisei abiboruch? Now, if thesis shite here had been that Yoheneinu was enacted eftach zimis atalmu, so then it wouldn't present any difficulty. So, So this from this thesis it's mashma that Yiru Ineinu was enacted after Chzimis HaTalmud because thesis says the kashe. So in the kashe. So apparently Teisves assumed, in the Kasha Teisves assumed, Yalucha Biru, Yalucha Shachar Halle, Biru Ineinu, Yishtabach, Loma in Peseyam in Baruch. So from the Kasha it appears, in other words, that it should be Peseyam in Baruch. Why? Because it's not Smucha Lechavato. So from the Kasha it appears that Teisves assumed that it was not enacted by Chazal. So Mimele it's a new Takone. So since it's a new takone, it's not smucha lechavato, so mele it should be pesei abibolch. Why isn't it pesei abibolch? But then in Teisves in the Teretz, he says, v'yishlema v'yalucha v'smucha librocho, de likhres halel v'yiru ineinu l'ashkiveinu. L'ashkiveinu. So v'yishlema ligabe yalilucho, so we understand this, why Teisves says in the kashe, that it should be pesei abibolch. Because Teisves assumed in the kashe, after all, Yalucho between Likreis HaHalel and Yalucho, so the Kepitlach of Tilim of Halel intervened. So Memele it's not Smucha Lechavato. This is what Teisves assumed in the kashe. So Teisves says in the Teretz, even though the chapters of Halel, of Halukyo and says Yisrael Elonu, even though all these chapters of Halel. So they intervene between Likreis HaHalel and Yalucho, but it's still considered, it's not a hefsek, it's still considered Smucha Lechavato. But the question is in regard now, and in regard to Yishtabach, you also understand that because Teisves in the Kashe assumed that even that in view of the fact that between Boruch Shoma, which is a Brocha Lifonel, and the Ishtabach, so there are so many Pesukim in Zimre, so intervening, so maybe it's not Smucha Lechavato, so Teisves in the Teretz says it is Smucha Lechavato. But the question is, the Koharle, my Koharle, what is Teisves gives the Teretz? Teisves the Teretz, V'yuruineinu, L'ashkiveinu, well, I mean, everybody knows that Yuruineinu follows immediately upon Ashkiveinu, I mean. There is nothing intervening between Ashkiveinu and Yoheneinu. So why did they say this at the very outset as the Kashe? So we have to say that in regard to Yoheneinu, so they say this in the Kashe, because there is a Machlikas Hashem as to whether Yoheneinu was enacted by Chazal, like Ashkiveinu, except that it's not mentioned in the Gemara. So, or it was enacted after Chzimis HaTalmud, so apparently in the Kashe, they say assumed that it was enacted after Chzimis HaTalmud. The Amen of Hashem would say like that. The Ramban says like that. So since and still we say it, so we have to say that the Rabbanu Sforoye or the other Geinim also had the keach to be misakin ebroche. To be misakin ebroche. So, but since it was niskan much later, so mimele it's not smucha lechavato. So it should be pisei abiboruch. It should be pisei abiboruch. So Teisves gives in the Teretz, no. The Alucho have a smucho libroche likres ha'aleo. V'yiru ineinu l'ashkiveinu. So that means that in the Teretz Teisves assumes that it was enacted by Chazal. Because even the Teretz Teisves also had assumed that it was not enacted by Chazal, so how could we say that just because later on, so the gaining, so enacted, added a new broche, that it should be considered as a broche asmuch al-chavato, when for so many years, and in a time when the Chazal were misaking, so then there was no broche of Yirineinu. So we have to say that in the Kashya thesis assumed that it was enacted by, that it was enacted after Chazal, after Chzimis HaTalmud. So in Melee, it should not be considered as a smuch al-chavato. So it should be pesach al-bog. And in the Teretz thesis says that it was enacted by Chazal. So in Melee, it's smuch al-chavato. So it doesn't have to be pesach al-bog. V'yesh le medal lucha v'smuch al-brochot l'ichas ha'alem. V'yiru inay l'ashkivein. V'yishtabach l'bog shoma. V'yishtabach l'bog shoma. V'yiru now, again, in connection with Boruch Shoma and Yishtabach, so there is also a shite that was enacted after Chzimis HaTalmud. As a matter of fact, the Prichodosh says like that. But this is a very difficult Prichodosh, because the Yerushalmi says that according to Rabbi Yisi Haglili, that Hayore ze Hayore Navir Shebiyodei, so even if he is guilty of an Avir de Rabbonon, so Mimele, he's Chizam Eichan Uchomo, so the Yerushalmi says, it's true that we don't have that Girse in Yerushalmi. But Rishini mentioned that Girse in Yerushalmi, that Hasoch bin Yishtabach bin Yitzereir, Chizar Olam Eichan Uchomo. If somebody talks between Yishtabach and Yitzereir, so it's already in Avere, and he's a Yorim Avere Shebiyodei, and he should be Chizam Eichan Uchomo. So we see, I mean, that it's mentioned. Why, we don't have that Girse in the Yerushalmi. Now, so Yishtabach, so Teisa says that Yishtabach is not Pisachas v'boruch because it's mucho to boruch shoma. V'lo yehave ha'psukim hefsek v'moy brocha achene shebikri ha'shma v'lo yehave kri ha'shma hefsek v'im kei nire she'in lehafsik v'im boruch shoma v'yishtabach she'in nire she'in lehafsik v'im boruch shoma v'yishtabach. So, why? Because if it's not smucho lechavato, so maybe there should be no iser to be matzik between boruch shoma and yishtabach. But in view of the fact that it's smucho lechavato, so when you are matzik between boruch shoma and yishtabach, it's like being matzik in the middle of a broche. Now, one is not allowed to be matzik in the middle of the broche. So because of that, you're not allowed to be matzik. Not allowed to be matzik between Boruch Shoma and Yishtabach. Boruch Shoma and Yishtabach. In the course of the controversy that took place between the Chassidim and Misnagdim, and the Chassidim, you know, adapted a new Nusach, so one of the Rabbonim, I don't remember who, so wrote in a certain letter in criticism of the Chassidim, and he said that one of the reasons as to why the Chassidim decided to say Heidu before Boruch Shoma is because they like to talk a lot. So Mimele, so if they'll say Heidu before Boruch Shoma, they'll gain another few moments within which they'll be able to talk. Because once you start Boruch Shoma, you're not allowed to talk. But if you say Sadashkenazi, so they say Heidu after Boruch Shoma. So that means, so you have to start. You have to start Boruch Shoma earlier for a few minutes. You can't talk after that. But the Hasidim, so they say Heidu and all that of Tzukhid Zimre, and then they say Boruch Shoma just before Yichveid. So maybe they gain another few moments of talking. Umiu koshe miyal lucho delele pesach de miboruchim lichayas ha'alel. So why? So there we don't say Likhres Ha'alel. As a matter of fact, from the Yerushalmi, the Teisves will soon cite, so it's mashma, that even in the Ha'alel of the Lele Pesach, according to the Pshat, the Teisves mentions in the Yerushalmi, that even the Ha'alel of the Agode, so we say Likhres Ha'alel. But here Teisves assumes that in the Ha'alel that we say in the Agode, we don't say Yibroch. ומי קושי מהלוכו דלו פסח ומבואו חילוי פסחלי צבוק זהלי סו ממילא יצנת סמוכו לחבתו סו יפסנת סמוכו לחבתו סו דהלוכו שבי פסחת וברוך הוא איזה דהלוכו יצנת פסחת וברוך וכך נראה דברוך השאחר הפסוקים ימצאו פסיכה שבלוי פסיכה ניכרס הסחור ובירושלמי פוריך והריבול עד עד הפשוטים זה ירושלמי ובירושלם פורך והריבול הפירש אשר גולונו וסמוכו לברוכו לקריאס הלל the beginning of הלל the first chapters of הלל so it's מוכו לברוכו so why do this is it פסחת ברוך התואר לשם אשר גולונו גולס אביסנו why is it פסחת ברוך יצומוך to the ברוך of קריאס הלל ומשני הלל אם שומע בפסח כנסס יוט פירי שיוקר אין הלל בלי פסח בפסח כנסס שיוקר אין הלל בלי פסח בפסח כנסס כי זה יישא מסך הסייפה הוסיף רב לזר ברבי יסי ואבי סייפו פירש רבי שמואל ברב שמאיה סייפו סייפ רוחד אשר גלונו שחייסים בבורוך ויקולו ידועה ומשנה so it's kulo idoye so it should be like the other broches birkas idoye so then it's not pisachas b'boruch esames b'boruch like all the birkas idoye so it's pisachas b'boruch and it's not esames b'boruch how is that shekolonu so it's pisachas b'boruch it's birkas idoye so it should be just pisachas b'boruch and not esames b'boruch so umishane shtayme because the broch v'shekolonu is a composite broches idoye birkas idoye it's achas lehabo v'achas leshova פירש שתי גדול גולייס אשר גולונו גולו שלובה וגולו להבו סמיכים בבנייני רחו וכך חיסי בבורך דאין כולו ידועה ויש בו הפסק ותפילה שייקה ליסון in other words because אשר גולונו is really a composite broch birkas idoye first of all it's a birkas idoye on the gulo of Mitzrayim אבי גולה ומצרים and then it's a birkas בקושי and שבח and the gula that is lost idoy so as Reb Chaim said I mean it couldn't be idoy and the gula of lost idoy even though we are sure that it will take place but until it takes place so we can rejoice but we cannot give idoy but שבח we can give idoy we cannot give we cannot express our gratitude for the gula of lost idoy until it takes place but shvach we can give on the gula of lasid lavei because we know that it will take place. So mele the broche of asher gelonu is a composite broche. It's a birkas idoye on the gula of ovar and it's a birkas shvach vibakoshe on the gula of lasid lavei. So the beginning, the psiche, is expressive of the birkas idoye for the gula of ovar and the psichime is expressive of the birkas bakoshe and shvach for the gula of lasid lavei. Shtayim achvala shava pir shtei gula shkolon gula shava u gula havo smich bin recho ka chisim bibor de im kula idoy de ish bohefse ku tvila shiga lisanu u porich ma pole kin parish is liil u porich va nivorech pir shbo u chusha chal mishalei da bebrocha pne atzim gam nifte gula shachlu u masril birkas hazon biboruch afal pishes muchol so the first broch of the birkas hamozin is a birkas hamozin is such so is maschil biboruch but it's muchol lechavet to birkas hazimun so mishani eshani shimo yishnai meich v'neimu niborich because sometimes there is no birkas hazimun only if you have a mizumen if you have three but suppose you have one you have two so then there is no birkas hazimun so mimele then it's not muchol lechavet so because of that so the halacha is even when there is there are three or ten so it should also be pesach hazimun uporich v'arei hazon pirshim rachov nidocho ואין פיסי הביבורך, אף על פי שפומים נסמוכו לברכס הזון, כשרוצו השניים לזמן, והשלישי מפסיק. והשלישי מפסיק, so he's interrupted his meal. Two want to eat, to bench, and one wants to continue eating. So he has to wait for them. He has to interrupt his meal for a while, until the one who benches will finish the first ברוך. והשלישי מפסיק רב שישס, עד הזון, יצורך לשמיע. והלוכק רב שישס בייסורי. וכשיגמר שדוסי כל הרוסון בסייף שמי סדר הבונן אמרה יעזו למוקים שפוסק in other words if he had כבונה to be יצא to be yetze with the broche of the first broche of those who benched already, so he doesn't have to say it over again. So he starts from the second broche. Come on, also we say Shmaiz Rabbi Hamri Yarzel and Mokesh Pasak. So the question is, then, so it should be Pesachas Biboruch, and it's not Pesachas Biboruch. Even in such a case, it's not Pesachas Biboruch. So Kash, so the Yerushalmi says Kash. So in other words, there is a Kash, really, why in the case where three ate together, and two decided to bench, and then the other one will bench later. So he has to interrupt his Sude and the is a Shemeya of the first Roche, and then he starts from Neina Lecho, so then it's not Smucha Lechavato at that time, because he starts from Neina Lecho. So he should be Pesei Abibaruch, and even in such a case, he is not Pesei Abibaruch, so it's a Kash. Great Pogre, Varativ, Amiti Pirish Berks Amosim, the Smucha Lechavato Pesachas Biboruch, Shanti Biyadne Tiknu. So in other words, the Kash of the Gemara assumed, that Ativa Meitiv Midrabbonon is an integral part of the Birkas HaMozeh. So then Gemara says, V'yavne Tiknu, that was enacted as a Yidoye for the fact that the Meisei Bitar came with Kvuras Yisroel, so it's not an integral part of the Birkas HaMozeh, but the Takone was that he should say it after the Birkas HaMozeh. So mainly there is no connection between the Birkas Ativa Meitiv and the other Birkas of Birkas HaMozeh. So mainly it does not have a din of Smucha Lechavot. Upor war kidish pirus is mukhle pir pri agefen u peisre mi bauch shani shi mo yoeche un bidei achi kade in shayei em mi vore bir pri age. So in other words, so this you can explain in two ways that the Teres of Yerushalmi. If we are going to assume as Rabbi holds, the one who says kni kidu shnei yayin abdole, so I mean as the Rashbam explains it, that only by Abdomen so the Beir Priyagefen is an integral part of the Abdomen. Masheinti by Kiddush, the Beir Priyagefen is only Birkas HaNenin, it's not an integral part of the Kiddush. So mainly the Pshat in the Yerushalmi is, Shimo Yoichon B'Dei, Mashi Kaddish Hayeim, in the Mvor of Beir Priyagefen. So that means that it's not Smucha Lechavato, because the Beir Priyagefen has nothing to do with the Kiddush. He only has to say it, because he will not be able to be Tehen without it. So mainly since there is no connection, so it's not Smucha Lechavato. And if we are going to say, as the Shita of the Sefer HaPardes bears, that by Kiddush, or the Broch of Beir Priyagefen is an integral part of the Kiddush, so then the Pshat in Yerushalmi is, too there is a connection, but since there is a circumstance under which he starts the Broch of Kiddush, and without the Broch of Beir Priyagefen preceding it, so mainly in all instances, even when the Broch of Beir Priyagefen does precede it, so it still is, the Broch of Kiddush is still Pesachas Biboruch. So it's not Smucha Lechavato. So it shouldn't be chesemis v'boruch. Why is the birkas hakiddush chesemis v'boruch? Omer Rabbi Yehuda, teves broch hakachi. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, matbei akotzer pesei v'boruch v'nechesim v'boruch. Matbei oruch pesei v'boruch v'nechesim v'boruch. Pirush v'kiddush matbei oruch v'yesh hefsek she'emer ki hu yom tchilu mikroi kedesh ulikach chesim v'boruch. So it's a
brocha
arucho, it's not a
brocha. 34 Shunah Ripsachim, Shulam Adalim.
Let's talk to Gemara, that Kufay of Dale, just by the third line, that Hananie, Vashalmi, and the Almini, the Rabbah, the Yachs, this is us. Now we didn't learn two cases, two small cases. Now, Teva Meiti, they say Achim Meiti in the boat. So even though it is smucho to Birkas Yerushalayim, but it's biyavne tiknuo, so and it's not an integral part of the Birkas Amazon, the Ativa Meitiv is a separate broche. It's not part of the Birkas Amazon. And then so maybe it's not considered as brocha smucho lecham. So that's why it's besachas in both. But why, if it, why isn't it chesemes v'boruch? The regular bracha is the sachas v'boruch and chesemes v'boruch, except if it's a bracha ptor, like the birchas hamitzvos. But this is not a bracha ptor. V'im teima v'aruchoi, it's not a bracha ptor. V'yesh leima leit. The Ramnitam Pirei Shetzorach Lima Gimu Gmuleitz Gimu Atovitz Moi Gimu Malchiz Ugmolonu Ugmleinu Ugmleinu. So just as he is mechuyev to mention Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu three times, Yomar Brochus Zricho Beis Malchiz Kibad Mizdei. First of all, once he has to mention Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of itself, because of that broche, and then in order to make up for the omission of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the two previous broches. Now, in the Birkas Hazon, there is Malchus. But in Birkas Oretz and in Birkas Yerushalayim, there is no Malchus. So because of that, so he has to mention Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Ativa Meiti three times. Once for itself, as a broche. The broche requires Malchus. And also to make up for the omission of Malchus in Birkas Oretz and Birkas Yerushalayim. So Ramtam says that he has to mention three times Mules. Molonu, Gamleinu, Gamleinu, Heitivu, Meitivu, Yeitivu, Lonu. So, Mugimu Malchi is the Omer Mugoches, the Chobesch. Malchi is one day, so Mele, it's a Rucho, it's not a short pattern, like Birkas HaMitzvahs. So Mele, since it's not a Rucho Ksor, it's a Rucho HaRucho, so he should be Mechuyem, to be so it should be the chesemes mivoruch. V'yesh leimar sheiz arichus el shemaska shem shemayim bar lishenis malkein yitzreinu lishenu lishyakun rein ven ro lachtein mivoruch. In other words, arucho in tzoro does not depend upon the number of words. Arucho in tzoro depends upon the variety of things, of items in the subject matter. So the mele, true here, as far as the number of words is concerned, so it's arucho, but it's the same thing. I mean, the numerous words are expressive of the same thing. So the mele, it's considered ikzo, and since it's considered ikzo, so it's not chesemes bibo. Kashim ule, because ule said just amargo v'kiddush l'chei. Now according to the Rashbam, so he just said Amar Mekidesh Lechei. Now he didn't say the other Haggadot. So what did Ule say? Honami ki Birkas HaMitzvah Tanya. So Mele, so it's not Chesemes V'boruch. Now the question is, according to the Rashbam's pshat, that Ule didn't mention the other Haggadot, just Amar Mekidesh Lechei. So the Karale by Karale. So what was the Salkedaitoch of the Gemara? Why did the Makshin say Kashal and Ula? I mean, did the Makshin know that this is a very short broche? He just said Hamad Mekidesh Lecheil. That's the Kashal thesis raises against the Rashba. The Pirush HaKuntel, the Pirush HaKuntel, the Pirush HaKuntel, the Pirush HaKuntel, the other Abdullah didn't mention. Koshe, my Salkedaito, the Makshin of Shitlu, the Sapir's name. So it's even shorter than Shakali Bidvoi. Oh, I mean, it's just as short as a Shakali Bidvoi. So how could the Salkidah, why did the Makshin say that it should be Chesemizibor? They limit the Sova Hula Kirabilanos, the Mashmanamid Lavachos, the Mire, the Ula Omasol, the Tetzves, is Chilkan the Rashba. According to the Rashba, Mitzvah just said Amal Mekirish Lecheil. He wasn't chesed, and he just mentioned the Abdullah from Abdul Kibbutz Lecheil. He didn't mention other Abdullahs. No, sometimes he says not. Ule mentioned all the Abdullahs that everybody else has mentioned. And Ule's Abdullah differed from the Abdullah of everybody else in that it wasn't chesed zibor. So, but it had everything else that the Abdullah of everybody has. So Mele, the Makshin assumed that it should be considered as an Arucho. So Mele, the Chesemes V'boruch. So the Gemara says that even though it had all the Abdullahs, it's still considered as Ikso. Lele, the Zohar, Kabir, Nosim, Mashin, Amad, Amachos, Mira, Gu, and Amo, Amar, Kolcher, Abdullahs. But, V'yishtig, Lo, Ichzim. He wasn't Chesem.
We saw the night of the match with him that he could eat us. Because he mentioned Bob Abdullah's. حالو یه خدمی با آخنی لبا کیمیشه خیلی با اما قبل دیگایی کیمیشه یهیش با آخنی خسخص هست و میشمه دیدن یه شب یا لیبیه کس پیغس یه خیلی مشمد قبیود و این شوی رو ریده این یخت موی که قبل کشمو هست but why did قبیود tell his son to visit Ule what did he want to know so he wanted to know whether یخیسیم or not whether یخیسیم like قبل or یخیسیم like شمو هست. But as far as the number of Abdullah is concerned, so he had no mistakes in that. So he was sure that you have to mention the other Abdullahs too. Now, so but even though the Makshin knew very well, so because of the fact that the Makshin knew very well that according to Ule, all the Abdullahs are mentioned, but still, it should, so Mimele, it should be considered as an Arucho. So the Teretz of Gemara is that even though it has all the Abdolets, so it's not Arucho. Now, why is this different than Kiddush? Why is this different than Kiddush? The answer is because Abdolets, even though you mention many Abdolets, but all the Abdolets are really the Abdolets. It can be classified under one heading of the Abdolas. It's not different items in the subject matter, the different Abdolas. That's the concept of Abdole to be mavdil between Kiddush and Tchil, between Tomei and Toya, between Imashir Shimamase. It's one thing, it's different manifestations of one concept, the various Abdolas. And Arucho it doesn't become an Arucho just because you have many words in it. Kideh, so you have to be mentioned, so you have your mentions, and Yitzias Mitzrayim. So there are a number of different things that are expressed in Kideh. But the Abdoleh, all that you mention is various Abdoleh, that's all. You don't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Abdoleh. So Mele, it's considered itself. Alright, now the Gemara. Rav Hananiah Bashalmiya Vitalmide the Rav have a Yasna Bishudosu Vikoya Leir Vamune Sov Omule. So Talmide the Rav said to Rav Hamune Sov Zil Chodze Imag Bishay. Now that's the Girse of Rashi and Rashba. The Rif has a different Girse. But the Girse that we have, that's the Girse of Rashi and Rashba. Zil Chodze Imag Bishay. Nipsek v'nikvel ishaps. Now let's see how Rashi explains it. Rashi and Rashbam explain the same way. Habayasu v'sidosu. V'erev Shabbos. So they started the meal Erev Shabbos on Friday. And then they prolonged it until it became dark. V'arichu b'at chashich. So they said, Rav Amnon Esobe, Zil Choze, Imag v'sheyme, Nipsek v'nikvel ishaps. In other words, if it is already Shabbos, so then we'll interrupt this Sudah Sreya. How will we interrupt it? By clearing the table to Akira Zashulchon. And we will be V'nikvi Eli Sudah Sreya. So Rashi says, V'nikvi Eli Sudah Sreya, Eli Shabbos, V'shem Shabbos. Rashbam said the same thing. V'nafzik V'akira Zashulchon. So in other words, so they held, and as the Mir points out, that even Birkas HaMazon is not enough, but they have to interrupt the Sudas Chayil by clearing the table, and then be mazminet l'shem Shabbos, a new suit. Why? Because the Koros of a Shabbos Eilek implies that one has to have a Suda Shabbos. Now, since this Suda began as a Suda Shail, so without Akiras HaShulchan, without clearing the table and starting at a new Rishim Shabbos, so it will not be considered Suda Shabbos. It will be considered as a Hemshech, a continuation of the Suda Shail. So, Mele, If it will be considered as a hemshech of the Sinas Chayil, you will not be mikayim the mitzvah of the Kolosal Shamsim. This is what they help. So, Omaluhu. So he said to them, Kavamune Soveh said to them, you don't need it, you don't have to be in Kedeshua. You don't have to clear the table. Shapse Kovadash. In Mele, it becomes a Sinas Shabbos. Without clearing the table, without Akiras Hashem. The Omar Rav, Kishim Shah Shabbos Kibas in Maiseya, Kach Shabbos Kibas the Kiddush. So what's the Aloche? The Aloche of the Maiseya is now, so that you're not until there is a Dovah Koveya with Maiseya, so you're allowed to eat an Achilas Ar, not an Achilas Kvar. But there are certain things that are keveya. So achnos lebayis, achnos lechotzer is keveya. And Shabbos is also kevas. In other words, even though there was no achnos lebayis as yet of the parents, but and no achnos lechotzer, but and you eat very little, so b'mei sachel, you would be allowed to eat it, an achilasach, even without taking off maizos. But on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to eat even a little bit. Why? Because Shabbos itself is kivas. Without achnos lebayis, without achnos lechotzer. So Shabbos itself is kivas lemaisas. So you're not allowed to eat even achilas arek. Why not? Not because and the yiser with the rabbonon. So the yiser, the din of maisres is different. No. The din of Maisras is that Achilas Ari is muter. Achilas Ari is muter. But if you eat it on Shabbos, so every Achille, no matter how little it is, it's considered Achilas Keva. It's not considered Achilas Ari. So Shabbos is Kevas. If you eat it on Shabbos, so it's considered Achilas Keva, even if you eat very little of it. So maybe just as we say with Abi Maisras, the Shabbos is kibas with Rabbi Maaseya. Kach Shabbos kibas and kibush. Now let's see what the Rashi and the Rashbam say. Shabbos, lo yitzalim chisu, Rashi says, lehafzik vakir ashruchon kidu ahavir b'insul eschim b'insul eschabos. Shabbos ikobos, mi'atzmo yichshu b'insul eschabos, v'nipnelos b'insul eschim, v'day lochem b'pris asmapo b'kibush. So, Talmid the Rav thought that it's necessary to be a kibushuch and then start the Sudei Nul Shem Shabbos. He said not only it isn't necessary to start to be a Kereshulchon, you don't even have to make it because all you have to do is to be Peres, the Mapo Mekadish. As it is mentioned, Omer Avibay, that Kuf Omer Dawe, at the end, Dabar Udom Shmuel, Amor Chaloi Kherim Lech Adisi, and the Peres Mapo Mekadish. That's all you have to do. But you have to eat this with Shabbos. The answer is, since it became Shabbos, so mele, it becomes a Sunna Shabbos. We come just as we got in my sense. So we say, no matter how little you eat, it's considered a Sunna Skeva. Why is it considered a Sunna Skeva? Now if you eat it on Sunday and Monday, so it will be Nachlasar, and you eat the same mashup, you eat on Shabbos, it's a Sunna Skeva. The answer is, because when you eat it on Shabbos, it has a Chalei Shem to the Shabbos. It's not just regular eating. It has a Chalei Shem to the Shabbos, no matter how little you eat of it. So it has a Chalei Shem to the Shabbos. So, and if it has a Chalei Shem to the Shabbos, so maybe it's a Sura Skeva. So here too, this it becomes a Sura Shabbos by itself. Without Akiras HaShulchan and without being Muslim to Shem Shabbos, even though it's very little. Alright. Kishem Shikvas Lemaise, Rashi says, Afil Akhir Asare, the Shabbos Chshuva Keva Lemaise, Misechas, Kach Kivas Lekibish, She also Litim Achei Kadish, So Mele, Achei Kadish, Alme Mishecha Sheikhoi, Chshuva Shabbos Melech. So according, and the Rashbam also explains it that way. לא יצחק חיסו להפציג את השוק להפציג של שכינו של שבס ושבס יקרו לנפשו מסודוסו דמעכה שיסבס אומרים לאחר מעט אבל לקידוש אין לו חייב ציגות מזה ומעצמו סוד השבס חשיבו מגדלס בשביל השכיל ודאי לכם בפריס הסמה פה וכידוש ישם שבאס למייס הפרש שחילו הסערת ושבס חש ואויסו קבע למייס המסך הפרינציף של אבא אינת הפרסודס כלשהו דידו דידו קבע הוא ונח למשם סך לאר המתבוע שלו מגמור מלאכתו למייס אלו אם כניסי המאה רב שבס יסכיבס כשם שכיבס למעשה כך כיבס לכיבוש שאוסו ניתם עד שיקדיש אלו ממשך השם יכולים חשוב מאכיל השבס ואילאו. So we see from this Gemara that actually the iser of eating of being tail before Kiddush is only applies to the Achilas Kev, not Achilas Are. Achilas Are one should be allowed to eat before Kiddush, but the thing is that no matter how little you eat, you're not allowed to eat it before Kiddush. The answer is because Shabbos is Kibbas. So the Mele, no matter how little you eat, is considered this as Achilas Kev. It's not Achilas Are. So it's a raya that the Shabbos is kibas. Because if Shabbos would be kibas, so then if you eat very little, it would be an achilas are. Achilas are should be osa before Kiddush. Only an achilas kva is osa. But it doesn't matter how much you eat, how little you eat. Even as little as it is, so it's still, on Shabbos, it's considered as an achilas kva. As an achilas kva. Alright. So go b'nei. כהיך לקום לקידוש, כך קובל אבדורת. כך קובל אבדורת. So just as it is, כיווס לקידוש. So the melee, no matter how little you eat, so it's considered as if you ate in Achilas Keva. And of course you're not allowed to eat in Achilas Keva before Kiddush. So the same thing applies to Abdolet. Let's say you started the Suda Shlishis early, and then you are mamshich in the Suda. So and it already became dark. It's already Mitzvah Shabbos. So if we say that the Shabbos is kibas lekiddush, so it's also kibas lehavdoleh. So then we have to say. So we also have to say that it's achilas keva, and if it's achilas keva, you're not allowed to continue eating achilas keva before Abdol. That's what we have to say. Now the question arises: why? What the shaychus? Bishleime Shabbos. So it became dark. So it is Shabbos. So the meal it's kevas, but it's after Abdol. It's after Shabbos. It's after Shabbos. How can it be kevas? So it's not a vicious ayim, on the contrary. It's chayim. How can it be kibas? What's the analogy between Shishem Shishabbos kibas l'kiddush? So kach, Shabbos kibas l'abdolet. But on Shabbos, so it's Shabbos, so the Shabbos is kibas, the vicious ayim of Shabbos is kibas. But l'abdolet, so it's chayim. How can chayim be kibaya? So we have to say, why Shabbos kibas? And no matter how little we eat,